Texte numéro 30. For the long haul, self-driving trucks may pave the way for cars. Self-driving cars have been getting a lot of attention lately, but quietly and without much fanfare, researchers and entrepreneurs are working on self-driving trucks. Trucker Rusty Todd has heard a bit about them. He paused to consider a future of self-driving trucks while taking a break at a truck stop. "Well then, I'm going to be without a job," Todd said with a laugh. He's joking. Todd's not worried about losing his job to a robot driver any time soon, but he said what he's hearing about self-driving trucks makes him a bit nervous. The big shift to self-driving vehicles may happen first on America's interstates, in big rigs, not in fancy electric cars. It could likely be that it would happen en masse faster in trucks than it would in cars, says Alan Kornhauser, who heads the Autonomous Vehicle Engineering Program at Princeton University. He says long-haul trucks are well suited for self-driving technology. Trucks log most of their miles on highways, where the lanes are well marked, where the roadways are smooth, and where there are no pedestrians, no bicyclists, and no kids playing ball. He expects to see plenty of self-driving trucks within a decade. But he points out that self-driving doesn't mean driverless. It's likely a trucker will still be in the cab, probably in the driver's seat, ready to take control if something goes wrong. This change will make the lives of truckers safer and less stressful. Instead of being stuck in some cubicle with no windows to look out, they have a perfect view of the world as they're travelling down the road. Kornhauser is optimistic about the future of self-driving trucks, which makes sense since he has a company that's working on automation for trucks. His message to truckers is that the jobs will be less dangerous and won't go away. That's the foreseeable future, but the technology that makes them safer could make truckers' jobs obsolete. Fred Rush has been a trucker for 2 years, and he's enjoying life on the road. He said he likes the job because he gets to travel a lot, something he didn't do much before. "I've seen every state now," he said. "Every time I finish a load, I have no idea where I'm going next. It keeps things different. I think I'm probably one of the last generations of truckers. I don't think it will be around for my kids or my grandkids, but fun to try it while it's still here." And just in case the driverless future arrives sooner than expected, Rush said he's thinking about a plan B, maybe something in computers, like information technology. Those jobs are safe, right? Adapted from NPR, October 2016.